He shook his head and looked sad. "I think you must be... what was your word? Ah, yes, lying to me. How could you and your countrymen kill so many other Yahoos? And why would you want to?" I smiled as I replied proudly, "Sir, you don't know much about European war. With our guns and bullets and gunpowder, we can destroy 1,000 ships, 100 cities, and 20,000 men. You see, be quiet," he ordered. "I've heard enough. I know Yahoos are bad, but I didn't realize they could possibly do such terrible things." After these conversations, I began to wonder whether the Huis were right. Why do we humans so often fight wars and tell lies? Peace and truth began to seem more important than making war or making money. I became more and more used to the Huis' ideas and way of life. As the Huis did, I hated the Yahoos for their dirty habits and unpleasant character. By the time I had been there a year, I walked and neighed like the Huis. I felt such a strong love for them that I planned to spend the rest of my life among them and to try to become more like them. It is a great sadness to me, even today, that this was not possible. One day, my Hui master said, "Can you explain something to me? Why are the Yahoos so violently fond of those shining stones in the fields? They dig for days to get them out of the ground and hide them jealously from other Yahoos. I expect they've found pieces of gold or silver," I said. Because he did not seem to understand, I added, "We use them as money to pay for things, you see." "How strange," he replied. "We share everything here. No Hui needs, what do you call it? Money?" Perhaps you can imagine how I felt. I knew I could be happy forever with these sensible, gentle creatures who never lied or stole in a country which had no disease, no crime, no wars. But this perfect happiness did not last long. "I'm sorry," said my master one day. "My friends and I have decided you can't stay here any longer. You see, you're neither one of us, nor a Yahoo." "No," I cried desperately. "Don't send me away. How can I go back to England to live with those awful Yahoos?" "I'm afraid you must," he replied gently. "My servants will help you make a boat." And so, 2 months later, although I was very sad to leave, I said goodbye to my dear master and his family, and rode away from the land of the Huis. I knew that I would never find happiness anywhere else. After several days traveling eastwards, I arrived in Australia, and from there managed to find a ship returning to Europe. I did not enjoy the voyage. The sailors all laughed at me because I walked and neighed like a horse. They looked just like those horrible Yahoos, and at first I could not let them touch me or come near me. Their ugly faces and unpleasant smell made me feel quite ill. And when I arrived home in England, after being away for 5 years, my wife and children were delighted to see me because they had thought I was dead. but to my horror, they looked and smelt like yahoos too, and I told them to keep away from me. Even now, 5 years later, I do not let my children get close to me, although I sometimes allow my wife to sit with me while I eat. I try to accept my countrymen now, but the proud ones, who are so full of their own self-importance, well, they had better not come near me. How sad that people cannot learn from the whois. I was hoping that perhaps human beings would change their ways after reading the stories of my life with the whois. But they accuse me of lying in my book. And now I realize that people still lie, steal, and fight, just as they have always done and probably will always do. I will say no more. Clearly, there is no hope for human beings. I was stupid to think that I could bring reason and truth into their lives and thoughts. Humans are all yahoos, and yahoos they will remain.